As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding right here on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mark Schindler with a breakdown of what wound up being an absolutely insane Monday night in the NBA. Mark, we had 11 games and it was so hard for me to pick which game we were going to lead off the show with, but I think that we got to start with the Lakers and the Bulls because the Bulls are just really, really good. And, you know, this game actually, as we're recording, not quite over. Just like AD, we decided we did not want to stick around for the end of this game because it was UGLY, ugly for the Lakers, Mark. I mean, just an absolute drubbing by the Chicago Bulls, and it started with their defense.
I mean, let's be real. The ref could have let the man tie his shoe first, but, you know, it doesn't always work that way. The Bulls were fantastic, man. They played a small lineup most of their big run to get a lead. And their activity has been tremendous. Like we were texting back and forth, always touching the ball. A lot of people were probably going to go at AD and be like, you know, he's not getting in the post. But also the Bulls just really didn't give him an opportunity to. They were fantastic keeping him off the glass, keeping him on the perimeter. Their defense has been just incredible to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers have some big-time problems. And, of course, no LeBron James still. He's dealing with that abdominal issue. And look, man, this is a team that just doesn't have enough guys out there to stir the drink. And Anthony Davis is proving to not be enough of a number one guy. And in this game, you know, in the first quarter, he only got up two shots. That's not great if he's going to be the anchor of your offense. Finishes this game 28 minutes played because he got ejected after that second technical. Had 20 points, 6 rebounds, 6 of 9 from the field. But the real story of this game to me was DeMar DeRozan's offense, 38 points. I mean, this is just another 30-point game for DeMar. The guy's going to be an all-star this year. And we all kind of crapped all over this signing thinking it was going to tank their defense. But the truth is, he's been awesome on defense too. DeMar DeRozan is an all-star if we were picking teams today. And his 38 points were instrumental in blowing out the Lakers in this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the best player for the Bulls to start the year. He sets everything up for them on offense. As good as Zach has been, I mean, DeMar just does so much for them in getting the offense set and moving in the half court. I mean, I could watch his footwork. I can't remember what basket was. I think it was early in the fourth, late in the third. That like post shimmy fade was just, oh my God, gorgeous, man. Cap off a really great night. I don't want to say it's the best season of his career, but in terms of complete, like playing this level of defense while still doing what he's doing offensively, it's been a masterclass, man.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be for sure. And you know, Zach LaVine, can't leave him out. He had 26 in this game, hit 6 threes. Lonzo Ball was also excellent, 27 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 7 of 10 from 3. Feels like he didn't hit the rim all night with any of these threes. Even had a nice little pull-up mid-ranger in this game. And you know, you see all these guys, they've got all these connectors out there playing at the same time. When you have Lonzo and Caruso that are just bulldog defenders at the point of attack, But DeRozan has also been a fantastic facilitator the last few years in San Antonio. And now, all of a sudden, Zach LaVine looks like an even better player. The Bulls are for real, Mark.
I'm right there with you, Dave. I think they're going to be a top four seed, home court advantage. They look legit. Also, shout out Derrick Jones Jr., man. He didn't play the first couple of games, missed most of the preseason due to, I believe, he had an injury. And he's getting used a little bit more as a short roll guy, is really shoring up things for them defensively. Again, you know, with Vooch out, it's just been tough for them with their front court, but they made it work. It's looked good.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Our other big game of the night, the Mavericks beat the Nuggets 111-101. Look, Porzingis started this game hot. He was fantastic in this. Finishes with 29 points, 11 rebounds. This is the Porzingis that the Mavs need to step up. And in his last three games, I'm not sure if he's turned a corner or not, but in his last three games, 27.7 points per game, 10 rebounds a game, has hit three threes a game, shooting 55, 50, and 90 from the field and from the free throw line. Is Porzingis back?
I don't know if I'm ready to say back yet. I think the defense has been better from him, but you still want to see a little bit more. He got dusted by Bol Bol earlier in the game. It's one play, but still. To me, it was about, I mean, that play between him and Luka, the two-man game at the end of the game, getting Jokic and AG moving, opening up that wide open drive and kick out to Tim Hardaway Jr. Like, that was the play of the game for me. I mean, shout out to Tim Hardaway Jr. too. He was fantastic, especially to close. I thought that was just, yeah, like you're mentioning, with KP really stirred things. Luka was good tonight, but I think KP was even better. Huge win for the Mavs, and definitely changes my opinion of them moving forward.
Yeah, the Mavs have now won five of their last six. You mentioned Luka had 23, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. I mean, I still think he's settling for too many of those mid-rangers, which I've talked about on 77 Minutes with Tim Cato. But overall, you can't complain about a game like this from Luka because of the way he gets everyone else involved. And you mentioned Tim Hardaway just had a crazy fourth quarter in this game and you know, took over. In a sense, and remains an underrated shooter and just player overall in the league, I think. For the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic does what he always does, 35 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, but they just don't have enough bodies right now. No Michael Porter Jr., obviously no Jamal Murray. You know, Bones Highland kind of rolled his ankle in this game. They're in a tough stretch. Look, they're 9-5. They're running out of guys. I don't think that the Nuggets should be too worried about dropping this game. Do you?
No, definitely not. I mean, especially, I don't want to completely chalk it up to missing Will Barton, but I think if they have Will Barton tonight, they probably win the game. I mean, instead they're playing Austin Rivers 30 minutes and he was playing less than 10 minutes per game before this. So it makes a big difference. I mean, they shot less than 30% from three. You could see, especially down the stretch, Jokic was getting them good looks. They just couldn't hit.
And like we said, an absolutely loaded night in the league. And every game was just kind of awesome, except for the ones that were total blowouts, which we expected. Yeah. Look, the Rockets have now lost 12 straight after losing to the Grizzlies 136-102. Ja Morant had 22 in that game. The Pistons got blown out by the Kings 129-107. The Kings shot the lights out in that game, and the Pistons just stood no chance. They don't have a lot of talent anyway, so I don't know what we really expect out of them this year. The Celtics hold off the Cavaliers, and this game was interesting. No Jared Allen. He was a last-minute scratch from the lineup with an illness, and Evan Mobley gets to start at center. And it did not go great, Mark. And I think Evan Mobley's been their best player this year. An uncharacteristic bad game, which is funny to say about a guy who's a rookie.
Yeah, it was tough for him. He didn't make a single shot, 0 for 11 tonight. Did do some nice stuff as a facilitator. He got to a point he knew it wasn't going for him. I thought he played well defensively still, but ended up spraining his elbow later on in the game. But ultimately, yeah, it was a really tough game for him. I think you saw some of the limitations of him playing at the five. He really is thriving in a drive as a four, do a little bit more perimeter-oriented stuff. Playing against Al Horford, I mean, he got schooled multiple times on both ends. That's not the guy you want to go up against as a rookie. And Al Horford had, a hell of a game tonight.
Yeah, Al Horford with a throwback game, 17-9, 3-4 from three. He actually had some really great defense, I thought, down the stretch in this game. Was guarding Rubio a lot, and Rubio was hunting him. And Rubio continues to have this great offensive season, had 28 points in this game, 4-8 from three. But I did think that aside from a couple of really, really tough shots that Rubio managed to make, Horford did an adequate job of defending him, especially on the perimeter.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like you watch Rubio and it's like somebody who just doesn't have enough gas in the tank to actually move, but the handle's there, like he wants to go somewhere, but he can't because it's just two old guys kind of grinding together on the perimeter because neither of them can really move. Like you mentioned, Rubio was fantastic. He's one of the league leaders in pull-up shooting right now and is showing, man.
Yeah, it's insane. He's turned into Steph Curry, which, both play with a lot of joy. The Wizards stay hot. Somehow come back. They were down 19 in this game. I told you, I was like, oh, of course, the Wizards are just going to, crap the bed on a night where we expect them to roll over the Pelicans. Well, the Pelicans are now 2-13. The Wizards are now 10-3. And it was all about Spencer Dinwiddie in the second half of this game, Mark.
Yeah, Dinwiddie finished with 27 points on 20 shots. Really slow start to the game, but then took over late. Daniel Gafford was fantastic, cleaning some things up on the back end for them. Montrezl Harrell and Jonas Valanciunas went at it all night, and Trez kind of got the best of him towards the end, kicked things out. His passing has been phenomenal this year, and that showed out. It's a really good close from them.
Yeah, Trez Harrell's defense also, by the way, been fantastic this year. He is one of the guys that I think has been benefiting quite a bit from getting a little bit more leeway from the officials, being able to use his body a little bit more because the guy is physical. He's a good athlete and drew a nice, I thought it was a nice offensive foul that he drew down the stretch in this game against Valanciunas. It really helped seal the victory for the Wizards. So, yeah, that's been a huge pickup for them. The Suns somehow hold off the Timberwolves 99-96. And I think this was just a case of too much D'Angelo Russell down the stretch because Karl-Anthony Towns was fantastic in this game. 35 points, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, 5 of 9 from 3, 13 rebounds, and just it seemed like down the stretch, every possession wound up with a D'Angelo Russell contested shot.
Yeah, no, it was really rough because like you mentioned, Kat was fantastic, and I think in the last 4 minutes, he took two shots. It's got to be around there. Obviously, they get D'Lo's a good shooter. You don't mind him getting a three to close, but at the same time, there's a lot of him handling. They had a really close chance right at the end. D'Lo misses a wide open shot, bounces back out to Anthony Edwards, and is unfortunately turned over. But, just another string in a really rough stretch for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, whatever the opposite of ice in your veins is, that's what D'Angelo Russell had in this game. The Heat beat the Thunder, which, hey, they should, but the Thunder are still tough, and they're now 9-5. The Heat are now 9-5, and the Blazers hold off the Raptors. Look, the Raptors fought back in this game and really made a run at taking over. It was got down to a one-point game with a couple minutes left, but CJ McCollum hits a tough leaner, had a great defensive contest at the basket, and the Blazers all of a sudden look like a basketball team.
Yeah, it was, there were moments here where I was like, okay, Raptors are going to win this game. Pascal Siakam looked fantastic tonight. That trio of Siakam, Barnes, and Anobi's been incredibly fun. But the Blazers, they've been tinkering with new things this year, and I've been a little bit higher on it. It looked better tonight. I think their defense is gelling a little bit more. Dame is starting to come along. Like you mentioned, CJ's shot at the end was fantastic. Robert Covington was playing really solid defense tonight. Dame finishes with 24 points, CJ 29. And he continues his prolific three-point shooting from last year, which has really been a boost for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Blazers have to turn it around, and they have to turn it around fast. But I think they need a little bit of a roster shakeup. That's going to do it for the Ding, folks. Don't forget, stick around to the Athletic NBA Show. We got tampering coming up right after this. It's going to be a great week here on the Athletic NBA Show. For Mark, I'm Dave. Mark, what do we do here?
Ding, ding, y'all.